This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg and one of the leading scientific voices raising skepticism about the claims of those pushing the global warming movement. And Dr. Ball joins us today as the major summit opens in Copenhagen, Denmark, about possibly an international agreement moving forward to combat global climate change. We also want to get his thoughts on new rules coming out of the Environmental Protection Agency right here in the U.S. And Dr. Ball, thanks so much for your time.
Well, as always, Greg, thanks for the opportunity.
What do you expect in Copenhagen this week?
Well, of course, I think that the travesty is that both the politicians and the mainstream media are going there, either ignoring completely the released information from the people that at the Climatic Research Unit in England, which has become known as ClimateGate. And by the way, they also are critical in the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change reports. So that's the underpinning of the Copenhagen meeting. And yet, as I said, both the politicians have not mentioned it at all, and the mainstream media are denying it's of any consequence. So it's really just an amazing situation. I don't think that much is going to come of it other than the usual, I had an old-time politician who came out of a meeting and told the truth. He said, "We met and we agreed to meet again." And that's what will happen with this. There'll be platitudes in the form of diplomatic statements, but it wasn't going anywhere. And the key thing is that they've got to keep it going because this is known as COP15, and that stands for a Conference of the Parties. And it's the 15th meeting since the Kyoto was put in place. And of course, they've got to keep Kyoto going if they're going to achieve their goal of taking money from the developed nations and as payment for their sins of destroying the climate and giving it to the developing nations. So Copenhagen, as I said, will simply be platitudes and a phony statement, and they're just buying time, and hopefully they can make this whole ClimateGate thing go away.
Dr. Ball, you and I have talked in the past many times, and right around the time that President Obama was elected, you said there's about a four-year window of opportunity for those in favor of major policy changes in order to combat the alleged threat of climate change to get their act in gear and do this. Now with this major controversy erupting, is that window of opportunity even narrower?
Not really. I mean, in the sense that if you think about what has happened to these scientists, and I put that in quotation marks, at the Climatic Research Unit, and I've watched them do this. This started in the 1980s, early 1980s, when Tom Wigley, who had taken over control of the Climatic Research Unit and is really the grandfather in all of this. He published a paper that falsely established the pre-industrial level of CO2 at 270 parts per million, and it's progressed from there. And of course, it then took on political implications because it became a political vehicle for Mars Strong. They provided the science. And so what these people are going through is the standard response to a catastrophic event, because for them it is. I mean, their careers, everything is on the line. And so there's the initial shock, which obviously happened. And then there's the anger, which was manifest with them saying, well, this was hacked, and therefore whatever they got is illegally obtained and therefore to be ignored, which is absolute rubbish. And now they're in denial. And so there will be that slight delay. But, of course, on the other side of the picture is that the public, who were already growing very cynical and skeptical about this, because of comments like Al Gore's stupid comment about the science is settled, the fact that we've had, since 2002, cooling trend, and you see the record colds. Look at Dallas the day before yesterday with the earliest snowfall on record. And so there's two things that are parallel that are developing here. And It's not a matter now of windows of opportunity. It's a matter of the time needed for common sense to prevail.
Dr. Ball, there's another, of course, pathway for those trying to institute policy changes based on climate change fears in the United States. One is the cap and trade bill. The other is through the regulatory process and the Environmental Protection Agency. And we've already heard that the EPA is planning now to regulate carbon dioxide. Explain the latest there.
Okay, well, of course, cap and trade is just simply a new fancy term for carbon tax and carbon credits, capping this evil pollution that these people are producing and then trading to create wealth out of it. And it's nothing but a bald-faced tax. And so that won't get through the Senate, and it only got through the House by, I think, was it 5 votes? And that was with an enormous amount of arm twisting, I think $300 million worth of arm twisting by Pelosi. But beyond that, one of the things that nations have to watch is that the politicians come and go, and the bureaucrats are really critical. If you can't trust your bureaucrats to carry out the policies, but also then to bring in their own political agenda, you've got a serious problem on your hands. And in the U.S., the founding fathers built in checks and balances. But of course, what's happened is that people have learned ways around them. And one of this current administration, with its and they weren't the first to have the czars. I realize that's the arguments made that Bush had them as well. But nobody's had more, and nobody's had czars of the nature that they have. And one of those, of course, put in charge of the Environmental Protection Agency. And what they've done is they got CO2 listed or identified as a toxic substance or a pollutant. And then the Supreme Court said that because it was that, it therefore came under the jurisdiction of the Environmental Protection Agency. And they today, and I don't think there's any coincidence with this, with Copenhagen, and former President Roosevelt called this a day in infamy because it's the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. I think this is another day in infamy because what the EPA have now the authority to do without any checks by Congress or the Senate is that they can move in on an industry, shut it down, and have control. And, of course, Obama made that comment that he said you could have a coal industry, but he said I'll tax it out of existence. And, of course, he's done that by end-running the checks and balances process through the EPA. And so I said it's no coincidence that has been introduced today at the same day that Copenhagen opened.
Dr. Ball, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.